Hello, everybody, and welcome to TYH. My name is Noel, and with me I have Nico.
Man, I don't know who the fuck you is.
Nah, I'm Anglo.
Ah, that makes sense.
It's just Nike and I here today.
Well, and the world's worst Australian accent.
No, I think it was pretty good.
It doesn't sound like anybody actually know.
Well, Australia's not a real country, so.
So I don't technically know anybody from there.
So it's not a real accent. It's just, you know, there's no rules. There are no rules. So how are you today on this fine weekday?
You know what? I'm doing okay.
You know what I had today? I wanted to be respectful to Nike's ancestry. And I went to a restaurant and had a Mediterranean omelet.
No way. I went to brunch with my brother on Sunday. He got a Mediterranean omelet.
Yeah, they stuff it with feta cheese and spinach.
Yeah.
Pink sun-dried
tomatoes.
Went
to a nice local Greek cafe.
Yeah, and now I don't hate Greeks anymore. No, I'm just kidding.
Welcome back to the ethno state.
Yeah.
Welcome to the ethno state. How white are you?
Obviously, that would be the best way to win over white people is to cook good food. Then they'll let you in forever.
Yeah. So, did you do anything special today, or within the last
today,
since the last
today
episode?
Is just today's a fucking Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. the most miserable day of the week.
All right. The only thing special I did is, you know, exercise my house of Jew demons.
Did you do some like weird Orthodox prayer and like sprayed some like olive oil?
Olive oil. Yes. Non-kosher olive oil.
Gosh, don't buy kosher olive oil, please.
Yeah, dude. You're probably like funding a Mossad op.
Yeah, well, like Israelis want to kind of claim Mediterranean food as like, oh, like this is native Israeli food, but nah, nigga, you some Ashkenazis stealing the food of the Mediterranean that lived there before
it's
you.
It's like you're stealing Palestinian olive groves.
Yeah.
Saying like, yeah, I just love traditional Israeli olive oil.
Yeah, a nice tradition going back from 1970.
Yeah, nice tradition going back to last week when you stole this land.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you know, Trump Tower kibbutz established last week.
Yeah. Yeah, like sometimes you go and you see, I don't know, I get like hummus and sometimes olive oil, you'll see like, oh, made in Israel. It's like, no.
Not the stuff that I use.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No,
I never see any shit say made in Israel in my house.
There was one time I was eating I guess I should have known, but I think they're called bagel chips. They're like, no, they're just like pretzel chips. They weren't even bagel chips. And I looked at the bag. They're kind of fancy. I looked at the bag where they were made, and it said made in Israel, and I literally threw them in the trash after I saw that. No, I don't want to eat Israeli pretzel chips. No, please don't.
Yeah. It reminds me of this time I went to go spend some time with my mom. And I hate to say this, but she went to a Turkish grocery store. And I just, you know, when I saw the products she bought, I refused to eat them. And just, you know, threw everything else in the trash. It's just like, nah, God, you don't get to enjoy this.
No.
Because you gave them
Turks
your
money.
Yeah, no, that's, I mean, if you're not actively seeking to boycott, like, the enemy races from your business, then don't even talk to me. Like, if you're going to, like, Israeli grocery stores, like, you need to reconsider a lot.
Yeah, I don't even know where that is. But maybe, like, all the big supermarket chains, like, are technically Israeli grocery stores because they have maybe Israeli owners deep down in some esoteric.
I don't know about that, but it's worth checking out. And I would download the Coast Certified app.
Oh, what does this app do, Nike?
If you listen to Fast the Nation, you know exactly what it does. But I guess if for any reason that you do listen to this show and not FTN, go listen to FTN. That's because me. It's worth your damn time. And, you'll hear the little advert that they'll explain it, as better or as good as I can. But, yeah, you know, it'll give you more content to listen to. But yes. That said, I'm sure, dear listener, you've already listened to this week's FTN.
So speaking of what I did in between last episode and this one, I think it was like yesterday or the day before yesterday, I decided to entertain myself by going on the IDF's Facebook page just to see what's
Oh, God.
Like.
Well, Now they've got you.
Yeah, and
it's basically, you might as well just cut it off. It's like, I logged into Facebook.
Yeah.
All of Facebook is the IDF's Facebook.
Exactly. And I don't have a real Facebook. It's just like some fake sock account that has like one friend on it, which is nobody. And so I went on the IDF page, and the post that caught my interest was, tag your work bestie. This is from the IDF on May 22nd, and it shows a picture of two actually not that hot IDF girls, but it has a lot of comments. And I think it speaks to the Zionist worship, both in the boomers and various other third world populations.
Bruh, look at this girl's nose.
Yeah, man, it's not, dude, these aren't, I can't see any milkers here. I mean, I know they're wearing a baggy shirt, but they are big enough. You know, I would be able to see the bulge of them titties.
Yeah,
I don't.
You're not getting any boomer to buy this calendar unless he's a pedophile.
Yeah. So I want to read my favorite one. This is from Mrs. Davis. I pray for Israel every night at 8 p.m. without fail. So this is what Mrs. Davis does in her, you know, before she goes to bed, before she watches Judge
Wow.
Judy. Imagine praying for a foreign country every night before you go to bed.
Yeah, it's more like you're praying to that country. Like, I love you, Israel. Israel's the best. Yeah. Israel is my friend, you know. You could replace the word Jesus for Israel and then you just have basically, you know, the two prayers that evangelicals say. You know, they say the same things about Jesus that they do about Israel.
Yeah, no, that is true. They have a reverence for Israel that really rivals the reverence that they have for Jesus. And if not, it may even be above the
idolatry.
Yeah,
what if Jesus, what would you do if Jesus told you to nuke Israel? Would you do it?
Dude, boomers would have a hard time. No joke.
Yeah, boomers would be like, this is an Abraham moment.
Yeah. What do I do?
He's like about to sacrifice his son, push the red button. He's just like, I can't do it, Jesus. I can't.
I love Israel too much.
Wow. That got a little bit deeper than I wanted it to.
I wonder what our prayers are like. Dear Father, in the name of George Washington, I want to say, please put a blessing upon Israel, God's chosen nation. And I want you to use all of America's energy to give positivity to Israel. I say these things in the name of Netanyahu, amen. In the name of George Washington.
George Washington Bush. That's what the W stands for, right?
Do you want to read the next comment? Unless you have anything to say about Mrs.
Davis
from some long name in Tibetan.
It's a comment by Mr. Ching Chong. He says, "We Tibetans love and support Israel."
So I've decided, please do not free Tibet anymore. I don't want Tibet.
Friendship with Tibet canceled.
Yeah. Done.
Now,
it's over.
Now Beijing is my best friend.
Yeah. that's... I don't know why.
Go self-immolate yourself, my dude.
Yeah, please do that.
Go self-immolate for Israel.
This one's from Rajun Pakalangchandan from Malaysia.
Could
I love
imagine,
Israel.
Like, Zionist self-immolation.
Oh gosh! I know they had a few self-immolations in Israel to some guys were protesting like tax cuts or something. I don't remember what it was.
Yes.
Yeah, they were. I don't even think they were protesting like the cruelty to Palestinians. Like, I don't know.
Nah, it was just a Holocaust reenactment.
Oh gosh! Yeah, it's a burnt offering.
Right.
Yeah. This one's from Rajup Pulkalt from Malaysia. He says, "I love Israel." He has 5 Israeli flag emojis from Malaysia with 5 Malaysian flag emojis. He says, God bless Israel. But the most peculiar thing.
Oh, God bless Israel. Right from Eurasia.
The most peculiar thing about this guy is his avatar is Mark Zuckerberg.
It's the Zuck.
So he...
It's the chuckling Zuck.
There is a contingent of like third worlders that do worship, you know, Zuckerberg and all the tech giants.
And Israel.
Yeah, and Israel, obviously.
It's probably because Zuckerberg's his boss.
Yeah, that's true. He probably works on some like...
he probably thinks like America and Israel are the same place and that like Israel is just like one of the 50 states.
Yeah.
And that's where Mark Zuckerberg lives. Because like He must hear about the Jewish state, and he thinks it's like one of the United States.
Yep. Since I read this one, you want to read the last one from the great eternal street shitter.
He loves,
I love your patrotsiam. Keep the same sprite always through human beings.
So this is a Pajit attempting to speak or type in English to express his gratitude to Israel's patriotism and their spirit. But he writes patriotism as patrosium, like it's an Armenian person.
Patrosium.
Like, what are you, an Armenian or something? And then he translates or he writes spirit as sprite.
Sprite.
Sprite is good. It's probably my favorite soda. But yeah, they're true human beings. I doubt they think the same thing of you. Mr. Devi.
Of me?
No, Mr. Devi.
I mean, Israel's of him. Israelis of him.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably not.
I mean, I heard that the IDF chicks are supposed to be hot, but these girls that they're commenting under are not hot at all.
Yeah, what gives?
This is one that I didn't take a screenshot of, so I don't have it in front of me, but I remember there was a comment from a Palestinian or some Arab, and he's like, Israel is killing children, and then some boomer responds, enjoy your stay in the pit of hell.
Boomer waffen.
Yeah, it's like, what? What do you mean?
I will personally kill you.
Yeah, enjoy your stay in the pit of hell. It was something like that.
I'm flying to Palestine as we speak. I will.
No, they don't even say. They don't even say Palestine exists.
Yeah, I'm flying. Country. I'm going to kill you.
I'm going to fly to potential Israel.
I'm going to fly to the new Israel.
Yeah, they're probably
to occupied Israeli land.
How it must be like the hardcore Zionist take is that
it's like the hardcore double Zionism where it's like it's an anti-imperialist Zionism where you're just trying to end Palestinian imperialism.
Occupied Israeli territory. And they'll mention somewhere far away that's not even like occupied Israeli territory of Damascus because they want to create a greater Israel, you know, throughout the whole.
We must defeat POG, the Palestinian occupied government. Not to be confused with fat ass white girls.
Is that what that means?
POG, PAWG.
I've seen black guys type that. I don't know what it means. I guess now
it
I do.
It means fat ass white girl.
And of course
but
they don't.
PA fat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Is that how they spell FUBU with a P?
I don't think so.
I know.
Phosphorus bias.
There's also a lot of Africans that write on Israeli posts and are like, God bless Israel. And
how do move to Israel?
Yeah.
I am ancient Jew, lost tribe.
Yeah.
Welcome me back, please. I miss my brothers in Israel.
Well,
let's see what we got on the IDF Twitter. I just want to find something that looks like it would have comments worth reading. Oh, God, here we go.
I think all of them do, to be honest.
Hezbollah won't stop in the UK, just like it didn't stop in Israel or the USA or France or Bulgaria or Cyprus or Argentina or Venezuela or Colombia or Syria or Yemen or Peru or Chile or Congo. Iran's proxy Hezbollah won't stop until it's stopped.
Oh, wow.
You know what? If you know, my niggas want to hang out in Cyprus, you know, just chill, kick back. All right. I'm cool with that. No Israelis, though.
So the difference between Twitter and Facebook is that there are not many positive comments on here.
We got a Canuck, you know, Queen Canuck saying slam those mofos.
This is from hashtag 45 POTS or POTUS Contumaga. We agree, IDF. Iran won't get pallets of money from the U.S. Trump admin like it did from U.S. Obama admin. If Iran gets any from us, anything from America, guaranteed it won't be dollars.
We got every country have the right to defend itself. Love Israel, love India.
Like this one. Hezbollah is history.
Yes, I was looking at this history. You have a small moment to repent or I will come and destroy you with the breath of my mouth. Jesus is Lord of all things.
I like how he wrote history. Like, you know how people blacks say the clap emoji? But instead of claps, he did the Israeli flag.
And then he has, like, the O.
Of the sun.
Is the sun.
And then
a rocket ship, I guess implying that you're going to get rocketed to death. He literally got what I was just parodying when we were looking at the Facebook comments. He's saying, "You have a," in all caps, "you have a small moment to repent or I will come and destroy you with the breath of my mouth." I literally couldn't make that level up if I tried, because you just heard what it sounded like when I do try to make it up. Yeah. And it wasn't this.
Breath of my mouth. This is like, you don't brush your teeth or something? Dude, brush your teeth.
Bro, we live in a world where, like, the most earnest and, like, humble people that just want nice or good things to happen in the world are also, like, pulled into this way of, like, Israeli propaganda.
Yeah. What do you want to...
It's not fair, man. Well, you know it's not fair. It shouldn't be like this.
Yeah. Speaking of not fair, there's this article I found on The Guardian about the new American family. So speaking of Israeli propaganda, this article overviews trans, genderqueer, non-binary, and two-spirit families. It's a part of a series called Stonewall at 50. We all know what Stonewall is. It's the homosexual riot that happened 50 years ago, where the homosexuals, like, attacked police because police were trying to shut down an illegal sodomy den. Like, and we're supposed to be, you know, congratulate these fierce warriors. But yeah, so this is the new American family.
Yeah. Nah, that's not.
No, it kind of is, to be honest. The new American family. This is what they're pushing. This is what happens. The first person that they give is an example of a new Charlie Arrowwood. He's a 32-year-old non-binary person who parents two kids with their wife of 13 years. You heard it right, their. So this fella takes on the they them pronouns.
Dude, looking at this picture, his wife is taller than him.
Yeah.
I guess I can't blame him. If you're shorter than your wife, then I guess you don't get a gender.
You gotta take the non-binary pill.
Yeah, you lose your gender. Sorry, I don't make the rules. Just don't marry a woman who's taller than you.
Well, here's some good info about this guy.
Arrowwood is probably her last name.
Yeah. Oh gosh, it doesn't sound particularly Semitic. But listen to this sentence.
Oh Jesus, I see it now.
The kids call me Abba, which is Hebrew for dad. Before I transitioned, my son called me Ima, which is Hebrew for mom.
What?
And then once I started transitioning, I was uncomfortable with that, so we switched it.
Wait, what?
So is this a female that turned male? I don't know. It's a something. So the kids initially called him father in Hebrew. No, they call him father. But before he transitioned, or they transitioned, he was called Ima for mom. But he felt uncomfortable with their kids calling him possibly their natural pronouns. And so they forced their children to,
no, don't do that. Don't call me Abba. That's so sexist. It's so cisgendered. Please call me Ima.
Holy shit. I think this person was born female.
Yeah. They live in Long Island.
Because it mentions, like, the top surgery.
Oh, gosh. I didn't read the whole thing.
Only people who are born female get that.
Yeah, so...
So that explains the called Ima.
So imagine being raised by two women, and one that's extraordinarily mentally ill, that decided to turn into a man. Your kids aren't going to end up well.
Dude, imagine being the shorter of the lesbians. And then becoming the more masculine presenting.
I think that's kind of cruel. Like, your kids were calling you what they're supposed to call you, but you got upset and triggered.
Bro, they're not supposed to call you anything because they shouldn't have been born.
True. Well, I don't know
you
if they
are,
adopted them or something.
You are a woman.
Yes.
You are not supposed to be a parent with a, you know, two moms in this relationship. That ain't right. Yeah.
This isn't even the worst of it. It's horrendous.
This is just going to get worse.
This one, I guess, technically isn't, it's not nearly as bad because there's no children involved, at least as far as I know, because I haven't really read the whole article.
I can see a picture right there in the background, man. There's children there.
Oh, really? Uh-oh.
Look at, oh, God.
So they're showcasing Fresh Lev White. He is a 56 masculine presenting non-binary person whose chosen family began with a married couple. This is in Oakland. So we're going from Long Island to Oakland. So he lives with Terry Lambert and they identify as spiritual siblings. Terry Lambert is this old possibly in her 70s, like washed up hippie girl.
Yeah,
possibly
she's a white boomer.
Yeah, a white boomer is probably a part of like Weather Underground or something.
And Fresh Lev White is a black, I mean,
Gen
Xer.
X. Yeah. Pretty
and
much.
They're spiritual siblings.
Yeah.
This is like a non-sexual polyamory.
I'm trying to see if this person was born as a male or female.
I don't give a shit, man.
It's too much effort, isn't it?
I don't give a damn what niggas do.
Well, we're going to move over to the South, then.
That's only a nigga's business, you feel me?
Transitioning from Oakland to the South, we go with a much more traditional family. A very Southern family.
Very American.
Very American. The person they're focusing on is Roxana Picasso.
Roxana Picasso.
It's a 30-year-old trans woman looking forward to adopting children with her husband. She's an LGBTQ specialist at local organization El Centro Hispano.
Bruh.
This stuff's going on in North Carolina. What's going on, buddy?
The quote-unquote husband. His name is Humberto Lopez. And, like, he's got the just eyes.
Just, yeah.
He's got, like, he wants to fuck my shit off, fam.
Damn. Well, they met together at a club.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at Umberto's picture, he's got that crucifix or that cross tattoo on his upper arm, and I guess some inspirational Bible. Message yeah. written across it. And it's like, bruh, you gay, nigga.
This one's funny.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Well, listen to this.
What? Read it, buddy. Read it. Do I need a trigger
warning?
One of
the things
here?
I liked about this guy is that he never let anyone make fun of me when I was with him.
Oh, God.
Not only does he show me he respects me, but he shows he doesn't care what people say. He will always be with me, and he has always shown me that. We were dating for a year, and he just decided to move in with me.
Randomly?
The next year he proposed, and we were married in the court and in the church. Are you fucking kidding me?
They want to adopt a family, too.
What kind of fucking church let this happen?
Episcopalian? I don't know.
God damn.
Probably some Yankee carpetbaggers that settled down there.
Carpetbaggers?
What'd you say?
Carpetbagger.
Oh, carpetbagger.
Yes, I bring carpet. I lay carpet. It's my job.
Uh-oh. Do you hear that, Nikkei?
No. Is that the tactical nuke inbound?
No, it's the Native American signal. We're going to Minneapolis to Reza De Nova.
Insert tactical nuke inbound drop.
Tactical nuke incoming!
Tactical nuke, it's all over!
Just... But we're going to Reza De Nova, a 55-year-old two-spirit elder who returned to her indigenous community to find she is revered. So this is I assume it was a fella. What do you think about this? I think this was a fella at one point. Close. He says,
two-spirit people are honored people. We're considered sacred people, name givers.
They're gift givers, huh?
We would do matchmaking and medicines. And then, once colonization came, we were taken from our families. A lot of our two-spirit gay people were hidden away. We went from a place of being honored to a place that was not so honored. Now we're coming around, finding our own identity again.
So apparently, the Native Americans were a bunch of fags.
Yeah, well, I mean, maybe they all just died of AIDS and fuck a smallpox blanket.
Yeah, dude, it wasn't the smallpox, it was the AIDS.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, I've heard about this two-spirit thing. It's always mentioned in, like, gender theory papers and books.
It's always, like everything noble savage tier bullshit. It's, like, blown out of proportion. Yeah. It's like, nigga, these people didn't have writing. How the fuck do you know what they did and didn't do?
Didn't do.
It's like, you trusted, like, you know, Squanta Juana Hotep and...
Juana Hotep?
And, he's just
this
says like, oh yeah. So
here.
Like, this was like a traditional gender that I have in my tribe, and then they're like, wow, look at this. Let's write about this in our journal. And that's how you just get this bullshit, man. This is like, where's the history for this? You don't have any history for this. These people didn't write shit down. Just like, fuck off. Miss me with that gay shit.
Well, we're going to go to West Philadelphia, born and raised on the playground where I got raped by gays.
Most of my AIDS.
Oh, we gotta make some lyrics for that. We really do.
Well, there's the whole one that's just like, dick in my butt.
What?
Fresh Prince of Dick in My Butt.
Hmm.
That one's a classic.
I don't know that.
It's basically just inserting D in my B for every single verse.
So this is a Reverend Hicks. He's a genderqueer sister of perpetual indulgence, and they have a family of clown nuns. So these are the gentrifiers, I assume, that are coming into West Philadelphia. If you want to know what they look like, they are wearing lurid costumes that are making fun of Catholic, traditional garb. So they have fake nuns, fake priests, and whatever, while wearing horrendous makeup. And they're all men, it seems, initially. So with our roommates, we have an all genderqueer/trans household, which is amazing and really supportive. Yeah, so this is what's going on in gentrification. No wonder if these niggas hate white people. Because this is like, you nigga, a guy from the Bronx. This is how he experiences white people. It's like these gentrifiers coming over and they're like doing weird shit like this. I wonder he hates whitey. You know what I mean? I'd be like, I'd join the Nation of Islam in a heartbeat if I saw this going on.
Yeah. Tariq Nasheed wanted to point this out.
Yeah. Well, let's look more about the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence.
Dude, I mean, I'm sick and tired of hearing about the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence. It's just like,
we gotta listen to Stryker here. Gay community historian Susan Stryker says that they are characterized as genderfuck. So I got to go with Stryker on this one.
I identify as gender truck.
Gender truck. A Ram truck.
Yeah, Ram Chevy. Truck. 18 revving engines at Ram Ranch.
Well, I actually don't think a lot of people know what this is. At least I didn't until this article. So I'll just go over a little bit. You know, I know you probably don't want to focus too much on it, but
going to go listen to more tactical nuke sounds.
Yeah, he's going to tactically nuke his brain.
Yeah, so I'll let you read again.
So it's a street performance organization that also does charity and protest, and they use drag and religious imagery to call attention to sexual intolerance. They came about in 1979, created by a small group of gay men in San Francisco. They use camp to draw attention to social conflicts. And they exist throughout all of the Western world, it's basically America and Western Europe, and in South America as well. They raise money for AIDS, so I guess they promote AIDS, and they promote safer sex, and such. And yeah, it's just total sodomy. They have a few theater troupes. One of them is called the Cockettes, but spelt with, you know, like cock, cock and bollocks, and the Angels of Light. Their headquarters are in the Castro district. So these are the ultra sodomites. Here's some interesting fact about them. They have saints and angels. So they have canonized what they view as community heroes, and they canonize them as saints or angels. So let's go over a few of them.
Is any of them like the patron saint of grabbing the fence?
Patron saint of prolapse.
Oh God, patron of prolapse.
Sorry. So the first one is Harvey Milk. He's one of them, of course. Harry Hay. He's the founder of the Radical Fairies, and by the way, he was a NAMBLA member. So they canonize NAMBLA people, apparently. And this one's very pertinent to nowadays. Gavin Newsom. He's the current governor of California. So he's
currently canonized. Running for the fagin president.
Peaches Christ is another one of their canonized people.
Who the hell is that?
She is a underground drag performer.
Oh, as if anybody gives a flying fuck.
She's an MC, a filmmaker, and an actor. I want to hear them raps, girl. She studied film, or he.
I'll pass.
Penn State University. So you got to hear this one. You want to know what his senior thesis was?
No, I have no idea.
It was a film called Jizz Mopper, a love story.
Fucking A, man.
So,
bro, it's like, why do we take this shit seriously?
It's like, because
it's the least serious thing on this planet, man. It's like, these people are just like double ironic cum worshippers.
Yeah, they literally worship cum. That is some weird stuff. I mean,
it's just it's like two layers of irony, and it's just dicks all the way down.
I mean, this is not good. They obviously show up at pride parades. They had a hunky Jesus competition. So people would dress up as Jesus, and whoever is the hunkiest Jesus would win. So ultimate, like, that's like a good way to send yourself to hell right there. I mean.
Yeah.
I mean, if they weren't already going to hell, I mean, this is like definitely like, yeah, these people are weird.
It's like, bro.
What the heck? I never heard of the gay games. Have you heard of that?
No, man.
It's the gay Olympics.
Why would I fucking know about anything about the gay Olympics?
It started in San Francisco
Olympics
in 1982.
It's like, oh, wow. A new record. You can fit the whole fire hydrant up your ass.
The brain. The brainchild of Olympic DECA athlete Ricky Stryker.
Oh, again? Really?
Well, it's spelled in the German way, but I guess it'd be Streicher, but it's an American would say Stryker. So.
All right. Lovely.
Yeah. Wow, man. This is... So the last place it was held was in Paris, and they're going to hold it in Hong Kong in 2022. Oh, they had some candidates, Austin, Texas, Dallas, Texas, Salt Lake City, Utah. Please don't do that there. Gosh. Tel Aviv. These are dropout candidate cities, so I guess they dropped out. But Tel Aviv, of course. This is for 2022.
Yeah, dude, imagine having the fucking gay Olympics in Salt Lake City.
Yeah, dude, that would not go over well. Gosh, man. There's the Euro Games, which is LGBTQ sporting event in Europe. So, and all this is just sodomy. Let's just give up on this.
Yeah, dude, I didn't want to do any of this from the beginning. I didn't want to do this, man.
I think people wanted to know about this. They need to know.
Oh, God. Well, you know, you can tell your mom and dad when you sit down for dinner tonight, dear listener, and say, so what did you learn in school today? So, well,
I learned about the
fag Olympics and the utter disgusting look into the lives of your 100 IQ America in this article.
Well, I know, Nikkei, you like Taco Bell, right?
Yeah. Who also likes Taco Bell?
Who?
The person I can't help but think about through all this is Common Filth.
Oh, he likes Taco Bell, man. That's pretty cool. It's pretty good.
You know what? For fast food, that's like the cheapest stuff out there. They managed to make it taste all right.
Yeah, it's like you have you're hungry. You're like 16 years old, but you don't have a job yet, and you need to eat something. But your parents aren't.
Maybe
home.
It's Sunday. Chick-fil-A is closed.
And like you don't have much money, you go look in the couch and you find like $1.50.
You just don't want to deal with Shaniqua at McDonald's because the food sucks anyway.
And it's overpriced now too. It's ridiculously expensive now. McDonald's is expensive. Like so I think it could even run over to like almost $10 for a meal.
Dude, it's like I'm not going to McDonald's if I'm paying $10. I'm going to get like real food.
Yeah, for $10 you could go to like a local more low-key restaurant, like an actual restaurant with real food.
I'm going to go to like a fast casual for $10, not like just drive-through fast food.
That's probably been sitting there for a while and it's all cold and nasty. I haven't been to a competent McDonald's in my whole life.
Dude, there used to be a time. Mm.
But speaking of bells, I mean, I think it's problematic that you like Taco Bell because UCSC, they're deciding to remove a deeply painful bell from campus because they think bells represent racism and dehumanization of Native American ancestors.
They're probably right because bells are something far out of the reach of Native peoples in terms of metallurgy.
Yeah, but they're referencing the fact that bells are like, you know, the mission bells, which is what's on Taco Bell, you know.
Yeah, I mean, that's what Taco Bell is a reference to.
It's a mission bell. But UCSC, they have their own mission bell. This is University of California, Santa Cruz. They have a few mission bells. I don't know if they're actual mission bells. They look pretty legit, so. But people want them removed because they represent the, I guess, forced conversion of the natives to Christianity.
Ring-a-ling-a-ling-a-ding-dong-dee.
Well, we were just reading an article about like what natives did before Christianity anyway, so. Another
they
sign.
Just fucked around, did dumb shit.
They're like two-spiriting, they're cutting heads off.
You know, getting rabies from the unwashed, undercooked meat.
Ugh.
And then getting smallpox like a bitch, nigga.
Yeah, man, it's small. Like, what
man,
you
I never got
big?
Smallpox.
It's not
fucking
even big.
Faggot.
Like, I don't understand.
It's like, just don't catch it, man. What's your problem? Pussy ass niggas.
Yeah, just like, I don't know. Don't get smallpox.
Yeah, just like, don't fucking do it, you retard.
It is so crazy, though. I mean, nothing is safe. Even Taco Bell isn't safe.
how you mean those, just that...
The logo, I mean...
Oh, okay. I thought you mean, like, they cucking.
Oh, no. They better not.
I hope not. I mean,
so,
if and when they do, I'm just, you know, always going to Chick-fil-A.
So, to be fair, I want to blackpill you, but I bet you they probably donate a lot to, like, Israeli, like, things.
Dude, if Taco Bell donates money to Israel...
No, I'm talking about Chick-fil-A, because they're the evangelical types.
Oh, you know? God, that's even worse!
That's what I'm saying.
No, don't Taco Bell. Say that!
I want to blackpill you.
Oh, my God, and this is what reading Siege must feel like.
Yeah, well, the university, they've been communicating with Valentin Lopez, the Amha Matsun tribal band chairman. That's a very native name if I've heard one. Valentin, huh? Valentin Lopez.
God, why the fuck do white people love LARPing so much?
I mean, he's probably actually is a mestizo, because they don't have native names. Some of them do. I've met a few that still have, like, native names and native last names. Their name's like...
Montezuma Quetzalcoatl.
Yeah, exactly. It does happen, but...
It's like, nigga, where did they find you?
I've heard stories of people that come over and they can't even speak Spanish. They only speak, like, Montezuma.
Nahuatl.
Yeah, Nahuatl.
It's like, found you in some Peruvian cave.
Yeah.
You literally have no...
Peruvian group.
Homo sapien DNA.
You have... Yeah, what are they? Like, they're weird.
I don't know. These niggas probably straight Denisovan. Who knows, man?
Well, Betsy DeVos, she directs the education department to investigate UNC, the University of North Carolina, amid anti-Semitism claims. So that's a new...
Can I file any anti-Semitism claims?
Why, are they... Are you a Semite and people are against you?
No, I just like to file my anti-Semitism, put it on the public record.
Yeah. Yeah.
In case anyone thinks I'm a fucking liar.
Yeah, yeah.
Nah, bitch, I mean it.
University departments should not be using taxpayer money to hold events that promote anti-Semitism, Rothstein said. So this is in reference to something you mentioned, like, I think a few months ago, where there was like an anti-Israel performance, and there was a rapper there, a Palestinian rapper, who is singing a rap song about falling in love with a Jew. Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah. And apparently that's anti-Semitism.
So, whoops.
Yep, whoops.
Whoopsie, I did an anti-Semitism. What are you going to do?
Yeah, I mean, they have the audacity to claim all the Semitic race to themselves.
Oh, fuck God. Them niggas.
Anti-Semitic.
It's like, they ain't really anti-Semitic when the Palestinians hate you too. It's just more like anti-you guys.
Yeah, they're like way more Semitic than you are.
You know, 109 times, and it was all specifically you as opposed to all other Semites.
Yeah. Israel worship is pretty crazy. I've been to, I don't go to them often, but maybe like a friend will invite me or family will have an event there. Go to like a sort of mega church, and no joke, people wear Star of David necklaces along with their cross.
Right.
They do this.
I
saw that for the first time like a year ago. I'm like, what?
Deadass. That is like not allowed at my church.
Yeah, it is weird. Man, these churches don't really have like a central organization though.
Like, it's just, that is like, not okay. You cannot do that.
Feel good fun center. I think even churches that are probably okay with Zionism will probably be a little bit weirded out. But it's these like ultra...
Yeah, dude, no, you just... No.
Don't do that.
No, don't do that.
Like the Rothschild. That's like, isn't it like a Rothschild symbol or something? Isn't that its root? I don't know if that's true.
I mean, I don't know the history, to be honest. I don't really care.
Whenever I bring up Rothschild, I sound like a conspiracy theorist, but they are Jews, so.
What? They are not Jews, okay?
Isn't it funny when, like, someone, you're talking with someone that's, like, a conspiracy kind of person, they always talk about the Rothschilds, and like, okay, so, like, you don't like the Jews? I'm like, no!
You know, understand. I've been thinking lately, you ever seen those posters out there that say, you don't hate Mondays, you hate capitalism?
No, I haven't.
It's one of the things that anarcho-communists like to put out there.
Yeah, like they're doing very good.
But I've been thinking lately, it's like, you don't hate Mondays, you hate Jews.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
I've been thinking about putting those out as a...
That'll be very funny.
See what kind of response I get. You know, the Nazbol gang in full effect.
You don't hate Monday, you hate the Jews. So before we go, I think we're nearing almost an hour. Yesterday I was parked in a parking lot waiting for somebody to get off of work, and I got there a little too early, so I had to sit in a grocery store parking lot for like 30 minutes. And so it allowed me to observe the current American humanity, and it was just a sad state of affairs. Say like a quarter of the people were like extremely obese. One of them almost got hit by a car because they weren't paying attention when they're pushing their cart filled with like Zog food. But it was just sad, man. Like, this isn't a country. We don't have a country. It's just a bunch of random fat people and like Mexicans and blacks. If there are any white people, they're not normal. They're like weirdos, you know? Dude. And it's just like, this is my country at the moment. What in the world are we doing? You're getting like, oh, I'm buying like a whole bunch of soda and like processed meat and all these things, and I'm feeding it to my mulatto son. Going home to play on my Xbox. It's just sad. And this is another thing, too. This gets me really... This is what I was going to mention, but I forgot it. People don't put their carts in the cart place where you're supposed to put your carts. That's the way... Okay, if you want to figure out who belongs in the ethnostate, if you don't put your cart away where the cart's supposed to go, you're out. It doesn't matter if you're pure-blooded Nordic person. Get the fuck out of our ethnostate. Don't put your cart right, you know, like in a random place and, you know, and cover a parking spot or whatever. Put it away. Do you put away your carts, Nike?
Yeah.
Okay, good. You know what I'm talking about?
I know what you mean.
Like 15 people. It just like there was like a parking space that was taken over by like five random carts, and I saw white people doing it too. And it's like, you guys are stupid. You guys are retards. Why do you do this? But at the same time, like, we don't have a cohesive society, so like why care? You know? So I get their mentality in a way. They don't care about you. I guess I won't care about them. That's your fat fuck mindset. I don't know.
You know what? At the end of the day, I still let a fat nigga fuck.
Hey! Hey! Yo, that's true. That's true.
I do not cock block fat niggas.
Hey, you know nothing about fat niggas? I was at a restaurant today, and this fat nigga was just fat as fuck, he was eating his pancakes and his bacon. He did not give a fuck, nigga. He was just eating them and on his phone.
King shit.
Yeah, it's real king stuff. He was on his phone while eating his flapjacks. He was a king, man. He didn't even tip.
My man's on some Henry VIII type shit.
Oh, yeah. David Hume type moment right there.
Real fat niggas.
David Hume. Hashtag David Hume, nigga.
Cellulite aristocracy.
Did you know there's a book I saw? I thought this would close the podcast, but there was something else I saw. Let me see if I could find it. It's a new book I saw on Amazon, and it has David Hume on the cover. Give them an argument. Yes. Logic for the left. The description of this book is, many serious leftists have learned to distrust talk of logic and logical fallacies associated with right-wing logic bros. This is a serious mistake. Unlike the neoliberal technocrats who can point to social problems and tell people trust us, the serious left must learn how to argue and persuade. And give them an argument, Ben Burgess arms his reader with the essential knowledge of formal logic and informal fallacies. So the cover art is David Hume putting his finger in front of Ben Shapiro's mouth, telling him to shut up. So David Hume, fat nigga, what do you think about this?
David Hume, like...
The leftists are deciding to...
Famous leftist. Definitely not a liberal.
I know, isn't it? That's weird. He's literally a liberal.
Yeah. That sounds like left-wing controlled opposition.
Yeah. Oh, the Socialist Manifesto, The Case for Radical Politics. I bet you it's total... I bet you they barely focus on economics. Probably about pause.
Well, I mean, aside from that, it seems like... When was it published?
What, The Logic?
Yeah.
This is recent, man. Let's see. I think it just came out. May 31st, 2019.
Okay, so this is definitely a book that came out in opposition to the Chapo Guide to Revolution. Because if you recall, the Chapo Guide is the subheader is a manifesto against logic, facts, and reason.
Oh, there we go. There we go.
So this guy is like the left-wing optics cuck.
Yeah.
Where you have, I guess, the one time you'll get this, where you have the Chad Chapo versus the virgin, you know.
David Hume.
Yeah, the virgin left humist. The humid left.
The Humean left.
Nah, I'm going to call him humid.
Humeans of New York. So here's some, like, recommended books. Peter Kropotkin.
Yeah, what's the frequently bought together for that one?
For Chapo Guide?
Well, I already see that one because I have it pulled up, nigga.
Oh, okay, fucker. Let's see. We've got People from Jesse Jackson to AOC, the enemy of big money, or the end of big money, and the rise of a movement. They have the Socialist Manifesto, which has the social the Democratic Socialist flower on it. The Chapo Yay. Guide, Capitalist Realism is her alternative.
Wait, Chapo Guide is one of the recommendations.
Yeah. Understanding Marxism from Richard D. Wolfe, the People's Republic of Walmart. Whoa. How the world's biggest corporations are laying the foundation for socialism.
Nigga, please. Please stop being so obvious with this. It's like, goddamn.
Democracy at Work, A Cure for Capitalism. A Companion to Marx's Capital from David Harvey. I remember him back in the day. The Conquest for Bread, David Kropotkin.
Yeah, that's what we got on the Chapo. Frequently bought together is Chapo Guide plus Bread Conquests plus Commie Manifesto. Total price, $25.16.
The Founding Myth, Why Christian Nationalism is Un-American.
Wow, miss me with this giga-liberalism.
Yeah, this is giga-AIDS.
It's like, wow, how many levels of Masonic thought are you on?
Yeah, A Brief History of Neoliberalism from David Harvey.
Dude, which one of the
On Anarchism from Noam Chomsky.
Which Chapo guy you think's gonna
kill
niggas first?
Kill himself?
Nah. Well, I guess technically that would count, but like, just shoot somebody.
Why are they gonna do that?
I don't know. Maybe.
Too scared of guns, man. They're big faggots.
I wish a nigga would.
Let's see what this guy looks like. Ben Burgess. He's a fat nigga.
Wait, so hold on. Sorry. Fat niggas aside. I'm looking at customer images for the Chapo Guide. First picture is the book in a trash can.
Oh, that's funny.
Wait a second. The fourth picture is somebody got the thumbs up, and it's Inside the Third Reich by Albert Speer.
Gosh.
This guy's review says, I was arguing with a young man named Virgil Texas on Twitter because he made fun of John McCain's death, and he eventually convinced me to buy the book. All I gotta say is, wow, don't know what I was thinking. This really whips the llama's ass. And it's the Albert Speer book.
It's just some irony stuff.
Yeah, the review with the trash can pic says, it's better than I could have hoped for, and the illustrations are truly above and beyond. Some interesting troll there. Somebody takes a picture of it like as if they're decked out in soccer gear about to kick it into a goal, and it says, buy the book, it will improve your mindset and your sports ball prowess.
Look at this, just released Siege from Amazon.
Wow, thanks Amazon, very cool.
Well, it says Siege Trump under fire, but Commander in Jeet, that's a new book. Wow, very creative title.
What about Commander in Jeet here?
Oh, wow. Nice.
I remember there years ago, there was this book put out called Hail to the Cheat. It's just a fiction book about a president who gets caught having an affair in the White House, and the first lady asks him to leave, like a woman, a wife who's been cheated on, asks her husband to move out.
The War on Normal People from Andrew Yang, just released.
Hey, y'all better be listening to the Yang in this debate you heard. Got the first debates this week. I don't know when this is going to come out, but if it's in time, better watch it. If it's not in time, I hope you did watch it.
Yeah. Well, I hope you guys will buy all your socialist literature on Amazon. And I hope you, I don't know. I hope you have a good day. How about that?
Yeah, how about that?
How about you buy these fashy books, these other fashy books, before they get kicked off? That's another thing to do.
Maybe donate to our show. We can post it somewhere good.
Yeah, go somewhere good. My name is Anglo. With me, I have Nikkei.
Thank you for listening.
Long live Chapo.
Yeah, nah.